The Understudies Take on Medicare. Welcome to the October 15th edition of Policy in Practice, the weekly podcast from IMNG Medical Media. This is Frances Correa. The vice presidential candidates debated Medicare, among other issues, last week, and focused on the premium support or voucher model. In a nutshell, the model would give seniors a stipend to buy health insurance in the private market. Vice President Joe Biden landed the first punch, saying vouchers would eliminate Medicare's guaranteed benefit, a proposal he and President Obama will not support.
We will not, though, be part of any voucher plan eliminating it. The voucher says, Mom, when you're 65, go out there, shop for the best insurance you can get. You're out of Medicare. You can buy back in if you want with this voucher, which will not keep pace. Will not keep pace with health care costs. Because if it did keep pace with health care costs, there would be no savings.
He cited a Congressional Budget Office estimate that vouchers would cost beneficiaries $6,400 more a year for their coverage. But Congressman Paul Ryan called that figure misleading, and he made the case for his plan.
Choose your plan, and then Medicare subsidizes your premiums. Not as much for the wealthy people, more coverage for middle-income people, and total out-of-pocket coverage for the poor and the sick. Choice and competition. We would rather have 50 million future seniors determine how their Medicare is delivered to them instead of 15 bureaucrats deciding what, if, where, when they get it.
Back in Washington, policy experts did their own sparring over that 15-member panel, the Independent Payment Advisory Board. The controversial IPAB, slated to be appointed by the president next year, will be charged with slowing Medicare growth. It has been criticized as a rationing board. But Jocelyn Moore, an aide to Democratic Senator Jay Rockefeller of West Virginia, said the IPAB is barred from rationing, cutting benefits, or raising taxes. Instead, the board would look at ways to encourage better coordination and reduce waste. And she said that could mean payment increases, at least for some physicians.
It does have the ability to increase provider payment. That's something that gets lost in this debate. So to the extent that we are looking at ways to, you know, protect the patient, the doctor-patient relationship, there are areas, primary care being a primary one, where we need to do more. We need to provide greater incentives.
At the same briefing, Michael Cannon of the Libertarian Cato Institute said the board could use physician pay cuts as a way to control the use of Medicare services, a sort of de facto rationing.
So if IPAB decides that rationing only occurs when Medicare refuses to cover a given service, it could still deny access to presumably covered services simply by setting Medicare's prices so low that no provider will deliver them.
There's less than a month left until Election Day, but some physicians have already picked their candidate. An early October survey of more than 4,500 doctors found that Governor Romney had a big advantage. He led President Obama 53-33%. The remaining 14% were undecided or supported other candidates. The poll also found that hospital-based doctors are more likely to support President Obama, while solo practice doctors were more likely to support Governor Romney. The presidential candidates take the stage again on October 16th. Join us next week for the post-debate rundown and more on implementing health reform. And that's the Policy and Practice podcast. I'm Frances Correa.